going to close our eyes, turn within. We're going to relax our bodies. Turn our attention away from the external world, away from our thoughts, our beliefs, and our ideas, and our worries, and our stress. Going to get present in this moment. And so we're going to turn our attention to our breath as a way of focusing our mind. Going to observe our breath. We're not going to pay attention to what we hear outside of us or to what our mind wants us to think about. We're going to pay attention only to our breath. Become totally absorbed by our breath, by the movement of our chest and abdomen, by the movement of air through the passages, it's as if we are studying our breath. As if our breath is the only thing in the world to pay attention to. Now, as we breathe in, just imagine that we're breathing in light and peaceful energy. As we breathe out, we're letting go of any stress, any problems of the day, any worries, tension. Just letting it all go. Totally absorbed in our breath. Paying attention to nothing else. If we get distracted, we return our attention right away. goal with this meditation is to focus our mind so strongly, so deeply, that we begin to stop thinking. So all of our awareness is focused on our internal world. Becoming aware that there is something alive within us. There is a presence. Conscious choice in this moment to surrender control, to let go of holding and tension, to let our bodies soften, to let our bodies relax. As we encounter resistance, we don't struggle or fight. We acknowledge the resistance. We accept it for what it is, an old pattern of fear, based on the past. this moment. We are understanding and accepting of it. We do not judge it. We do not suppress it or deny it. We just see it for what it is. We're compassionate with ourselves, gentle and tender. We understand that there is no way we could have done anything different than we did. Best, and what looked like mistakes or bad choices, bad judgment, was merely us learning more about ourselves, gaining a deeper understanding of ourselves, becoming stronger. Done what we thought was the best thing to do. With hindsight, we may not understand, but if we look at how we got to where we are today, everything we did makes perfect sense. Resistance, it dissipates. We become aware again of the presence within us. At an even deeper level, our awareness begins to fill to surrender and let go in every moment. face of our resistance. And we know much because we have experienced the divine power within us. We have been here before. We remember it. We know it. We know it's true. We understand that we turn away from it, lose track of it, forget what it is, but that when we use our will and our intention to turn ourselves back within, to bring our awareness to this divine presence within us, we know that it responds immediately. We know. This is true. This divine power within us is an unconditional, loving presence that has been within us since the beginning of time and will be with us at the end, for it is the very source of our being. It's the very source of the physical universe. We are one with, but we are not separate. And though we struggle at times to surrender, this divine power is still alive within us. It does not withhold or abandon us, does not judge us or condemn us. Seeks only to be expressed in as full a way as we are capable, to experience itself as us. Itself as a creative, a powerful being, in our own unique expression. And so we acknowledge that within us lies a divine power beyond our imagination, a loving, creative power that is alive within us in every moment. I begin to remember that we are powerful. We are greatness. We are indeed perfect. For we are perfect creations of the one perfect creator. We exist within this one power. And because this one power is perfect, we have to be perfect. All of our judgments, all of our self-doubt, all of our recriminations are all just thought patterns. They're not real. There is no bad. There is only love. Love is what you are made of. It is what supports you in every moment. It's what animates your cells. You emerge from a field of perfection and love. You exist within that field. You expand and grow within that field. Experience your own true nature. Allow yourself to be the beautiful, creative expression of the one power that you have always been. Is here now for you. You are loved. You are loved. How steadfast the presence has been in support of you. How available it's been for you. How it has loved you and cared for you. Longs for you to set yourself free, to trust its power to supply you with everything you need. presence within you, if you are willing to surrender control, if you are willing to give up looking good, your fear of inadequacy and failure. There's a loving power within you, ready to supply your every need, your every wish, if you will only say yes, if you will only let the love be your guide. Bring the love within you, the knowledge and experience of the truth of your being, back into your world, back into your life, back into this room, to this time and place. Precious gift of the divine power within you. Your life is a blessing. You are loved. You are adored. You are important. Is the truth. It's my honor and privilege to spend this time with you, and I appreciate your being here. I thank you for being here, and I look forward to our next time together. Until then, I wish you all the best. Go well.